listener exclusive. It's the biggest party Wagga has ever seen.
Wagga Mardi Gras 2024.
And this is the podcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Wagga Mardi Gras podcast, exclusive to listener. In the lead up to the big event this Saturday, March 9th, this is the podcast series where we catch up with those members of the LGBTQIA+ community in and around the Riverina, organisations involved in the events, and those on the committee actually putting the event together. Today we're catching up with Ben Tarr from ACON. He is the Community Health Promotions Officer for Murrumbidgee and the Far West. We're going to find out all about ACON and their involvement in Wagga Mardi Gras. So let's cross over to Ben. Ben, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Now, for those who may not be aware, who are ACON and what do you guys do?
So ACON was established originally in 1985 as a response to the HIV epidemic, and it's really comprised of community members for community members for HIV prevention, HIV support, and the health and well-being of sexuality and gender diverse people across the state of New South Wales.
Yeah, I mean, establishing in the mid '80s, like that was when we didn't have much information about HIV, and there seemed to be, from what I have heard over the years, that there seemed to be a bit of a scare campaign back in the day. So I can imagine that ACON coming around in the mid '80s was very important to kind of debunk any fear-mongering and really just be a support network for people.
I mean, that's right. And one of the successes of the response in Australia was that it was understood that the best way to respond was by having the affected communities involved in speaking to those communities. And that's why ACON was formed and led by peers, led by communities to speak to those communities.
Yeah. Now, why is visibility and inclusion important?
Well, it's especially important out in the regions, whereas as you can imagine, living in Sydney, you haven't got to go far to see people who look like you, who behave like you and are part of your community. But that visibility and inclusion is harder to identify the further you get away from those major cities. So we know that in particularly the primary health network of Murrumbidgee did a needs assessment and spoke to the community. And issues such as social isolation are so important and significant for our communities. So we try and bring together our communities so that we're visible and empowering our communities.
Yeah. And again, like, you're right, providing visibility so people know that they're not alone and they have safe space and communities around them is such an important thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, that's another thing. The communities not knowing, where safe spaces are and having negative experiences in health services. So all these things compound to make to life particularly hard out in the regional areas.
Yeah, for sure. What are some of the other challenges which are affecting people in the regions?
Well, it's not only the social isolation, but it's the compounding factors as well of being out in the regions. For instance, mental health, drug and alcohol misuse. Even if you want to get health services that respond to your needs, you might need to travel long distances. So there may be financial implications.
Yeah.
So there's a whole range of unique challenges that exist for people living out in regional areas.
Yeah, definitely. And I suppose it makes like Wagga Mardi Gras presence and your association with the day ever so more important, doesn't it?
Well, that's right. ACON has such a history and is so well known that, we're instantly recognisable wherever we go and people know that they can come up to ACON and ACON staff and, seek and get that support, get the information that they need and we're there to support wherever we go.
Yeah, for sure. Now, tell us a little bit more about ACON's latest campaign, Let's Test.
Well, yeah, it's the latest campaign, Let's Test, which is fantastic, and it's to encourage gay and bisexual men and other men who have sex with men to get tested for HIV and STIs. And we know that it's important to know your HIV status so that people can look after their health, and that's either by starting treatments for HIV or taking PrEP if needed, and looking out for the health of themselves, not only themselves, but their partners and the broader community.
Yeah, definitely. And we've come a long way in terms of being able to treat and manage HIV nowadays, haven't we? So early detection is critical.
Well, exactly. Early detection is critical, and testing now is so easy. It's free. It's confidential. So some of those concerns that people may have had in the past, it's really good to kind of mitigate those and to let people know that actually, no, these days there really aren't any barriers. Go in and get tested. Know your status. And treatment is far better than what it used to be. And we encourage early testing now. And, of course, the advent of PrEP as a prevention tool has just, changed the scene completely. So, look, there's really no reason why people shouldn't be going out and getting tested.
Yeah, for sure. Now, of course, Wagga Mardi Gras this weekend, an incredible program across the entire weekend, actually. And ACON's going to have a presence at a lot of the events happening. Is that right?
We are so excited to put together a great program there, Wagga Mardi Gras. And, of course, we see that Sydney is the warm-up to Wagga Mardi Gras. And so, as you alluded to, there's a great program there over at Tilly's on Thursday at 7 p.m. We've got drag bingo. And then on the Friday, a fantastic drag show. And I'll be there. ACON will be there on both of those events. And, of course, the big one there, the parade on Saturday at 5 p.m. Very, very exciting. So whether you're in that or whether just want to rock up and check it out, you're more than welcome. Mm-hmm. And then that's followed by the festival there at Victory Memorial Gardens. And, of course, should you still be around, there's a great recovery market, a rainbow recovery market on the Sunday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
It really is all happening, isn't it? I mean, the event just keeps growing and growing and growing every year, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it is outside of the Sydney Mardi Gras, it is the biggest rainbow pride event in the state. So it is worth coming along and checking it out and supporting.
That is brilliant. Now, the Wagga Mardi Gras 2024 Rainbow Trailblazer Award. Give us all the details on this one.
Well, what I love about this is that there are so many amazing people doing amazing work, but doing it very quietly. I think people out there in the community aren't necessarily motivated by, big awards or awards. But I think it's really important that we shine a light on the effort that our amazing and inspiring community members contribute. And so this particular Trailblazer Award recognises an outstanding advocate who has been a driving force in championing the rights and well-being of the rainbow community in the Riverina region. So I look forward to seeing who the recipient of this award is, Jake.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm sure whoever it is, they're going to be incredibly worthy of it as well.
Oh, absolutely. As I said, there are just amazing individuals out there working tirelessly for the community and very, very inspiring.
Definitely. So Wagga Mardi Gras this weekend, the parade, 5 p.m. on Saturday. For those who are coming along, how can they be an ally to show inclusion and positivity on the day?
Well, there are so many ways that people can be an ally for our community. And it's not necessarily difficult. You can just show up. And that in and of itself, when we're walking down the parade and we see smiling faces waving, I can't tell you the thrill that we get from seeing that support. And even in the days leading up, when we walk up and down the main street and we see the shops with rainbow flags and glitter and streamers, there's such strong signs of support. So as you can see, it's quite easy. And ACON have, of course, the Welcome Here sticker project, where you can order from our website the Welcome Here stickers, and you can put those stickers on your shop front or your organisations, and that's a strong sign of support and safety for our community. But beyond that, it's you know, how do you communicate? You know, are you a good listener? Are you a supporter? There are so many ways that you can be a great ally. And for more information, of course, you can jump on the acon.org.au website for more info and support.
Lovely. Thank you so much for joining us today, Ben. It's been great to get some insights into the work, the amazing work, I should say, that ACON does. And look, Wagga Mardi Gras this weekend is going to be an incredible event. We can't wait to see you down there.
Can't wait to see you. Thank you so much, Jake.
A listener exclusive.